Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to today's Daf Yomi, which is Sukkah Daf Chaf Ches. We begin two lines from the top of the Amud. Tanu Rabbanon, says the Gemara. We learned in a Braisa. Now this is a continuation of the discussion we began yesterday involving Rabbi Eliezer, who refused to get involved in a halachic discussion pertaining to something which he had not heard from his Rebbe. He was very meticulous about only saying over things which he had already heard. He wouldn't originate anything on his own. Continues the Gemara in the same vein. Tanu Rabbanan Maaseh, there was another story, but Rabbi Eliezer. Sheshavas beGodol HaElyon. Rabbi Eliezer spent Shabbos in the upper Godol. And the people took advantage of his presence. They presented many shailos. Mishu'alu shloishim halachos. Behilchos Sukkah. They presented him 30 questions regarding halachos of Sukkah. And how did he respond? Shtei misrei omar lam shamati. On 12 he responded, yeah, I actually heard from my Rebbe. The halacha is such and such. Shmoina asar omar lam lo shamati. Regarding the remaining 18, he says, sorry, I hadn't heard anything from my Rebbe, I don't know. Rabbi Yosef or Yehuda Omer, Chiluf Hadvarim, he had a different version. The numbers are meant to be reversed. Shmoina Asar Amar Lahem Shamati. On account of 18, he responded, yeah, I heard from my Rebbe, the halacha is such and such. Shtemisre Amar Lahem Lo Shamati. On the remaining 12, he said, Lo Shamati, sorry, I hadn't heard anything regarding these. Amar Lo, he said, they responded to him, Kol Dvarecha, you mean to say that everything you're going to say is only from what you heard from your Rebbe? You're not going to introduce anything on your own? How come? Omar Lam, he responds, Hiskaktuni loymar dover shaloy shamati mipi rabbi. Do you mean to say that you're going to press me to say something which I hadn't heard from my Rebbe? From my Rebbeim? No. I'm not going to be pushed into doing that. That's my minhag. And it's absolute. In fact, he continued and he said, you know, it's not because I'm not diligent in my learning or I wasn't present in the Beis Medrash when these halachas were discussed. I was always there. But if it wasn't taught by my Rebbeim, I'm going to leave it at that. Throughout my entire life, nobody preceded me to the Beis Medrash. I was always there first. Nor did I sleep once I was there. Whether a deep sleep or even a short nap, I was always alert and awake and listening to what was going on. Nor did I leave anybody behind when I left. I was always the last one out. I never engaged in frivolous conversation. So although I was there, attuned into it, still, I'm only going to say something which I heard from my Rebbeim. And the fact that I'm not sure about the halachas that you asked me is not due to my laxity, to the fact that I wasn't around, that I was absent, I wasn't paying attention. No, it's because it wasn't discussed and it wasn't given over by my teachers. V'lo yamarti dover shelo shamati. And I always adhered to this practice, I have a minhag, not to say anything over, not to teach something which I hadn't heard from previous generations. Let's go over to Rashi, three lines from the top. It says Rashi, Sichas Chulin. I never engaged in Sichas Chulin, divrei havai b'schoik, frivolous, lightheaded conversation. Kolaymar, Masha Safek b'yodi. What he meant to say is as follows. He wasn't trying to be boastful. He was just trying to explain himself. Masha Safek b'yadi, the fact that I'm uncertain about these halachas, isn't due to lack of effort and diligence. And it's actually not possible that my Rebbeim would have said, would have discussed these halachas, or any halachas, and I would not have been there. Meaning I was always there. And I simply can't say something which I hadn't heard. Shukachi midasi. That's my minhag. Continues the Gemara on the second wide line. So this was Rabbi Lezer's minhag, and in fact, he was following the minhag of his Rebbe, Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai, who also had this custom. Something that he heard, he would say over. He wouldn't originate anything on his own. In fact, says the Gemara, Amru Olav, Al Rabban Yechonon ben Zakkai, the following was related regarding Rabbi Yechonon, Miyamav, throughout his entire life. Lo Yisach Sichas Chulin, he didn't engage in idle chatter. Lo Yehalach Dalad Amis, Lo Yitoyra, Lo Yitfilin, you wouldn't notice him walking for Amis without speaking Torah, without wearing tefillin. V'loi kadmai adam b'meis ha-medrash. Nobody beat him to beis medrash. He was always there first. V'loi yashin beis ha-medrash. V'loi shen eskava. V'loi shen asarai. He wouldn't sleep or nap or doze in the beis medrash. V'loi hirer b'mevoyeis ha-matunafos. Meaning he would walk through unclean alleyways. He wouldn't even contemplate words of Torah, which was a chumrah. V'loi yiniach adam b'beis ha-medrash v'yatz. Nor would he ever leave somebody in beis medrash when he leaves, meaning he would be the last one out. Nobody would ever notice him sitting idle, doing nothing. Rather, he would be sitting and always speaking words of Torah. He was the one who would open the doors to welcome his Talmidim into the Beis Medrash. And he as well wouldn't say something unless he heard it from his Rebbe. He would never announce, Rabbi Yisai, it's time to go home. It's time to leave the Beis Medrash. No, he would never do that. Except for twice. Chutz mi arvei psachim, erev Pesach. They have to do the Karban Pesach. They have to put the kids to sleep so that they're alert and awake for the Seder. And v'arvei yom kippurim, erev yom kippur. To go out and eat in advance of yom kippur. So this was Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai, v'chein haya Rabbi Lezer Talmido yinayeg achrav. And likewise, Rabbi Lezer, his Talmud, the one that we discussed earlier, followed in the same practice, followed the same track, and that explains why Rabbi Lezer as well refused to discuss halachis on matters which he hadn't had clarity, received with clarity from his Rabbi. Continue to Marton Rabbanu. Now we're going to see the greatness of Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai. Hillel HaZaken had 80 Talmidim. 30 of them were on such a high level. They were fitting to have the Shechina rest on them like Moshe Rabbeinu. All the Mefarshim say Ashruas HaShechina isn't the same as Nevuah. When it comes to Nevuah, Moshe Rabbeinu's level of prophecy surpassed anybody before or after him. We're speaking about their Madrega regarding Hashruas Hashchina, which is a bit different. And in that respect, they paralleled Moshe Rabbeinu's Madrega. So that was the top 30. U'shleishim mehen. And we have the bottom 30. Right? We had 80 Talmidim. Top 30, like Moshe Rabbeinu. The lower 30, they were such tzaddikim that they had the ability to get the sun to stop, as what happened by Yeshua ben Nun when he got the sun to stop during the Melchama with the Givonim. So there was such a high madrega that they were roy to deserve such a nes. Asherim ben Noinim, there were 20 Talmidim somewhere in the middle between these 30 and these 30, somewhere in the middle. Now, Gadol Shebekulan, the greatest Talmud amongst them all, was Yoynosan ben Uziel. Katan Shebekulan, the smallest, the lowest Madrega, was Rabban Yechonon ben Zakkai. And listen to how the Gemara describes Rabban Yechonon ben Zakkai, who was the least, the smallest of all Talmidim. Amru Olav, Al Rabban Yechonon ben Zakkai. The following was said regarding Rabban Yechonon. He learned everything. Shliyneach mikro. He didn't leave behind Torah shebichsav, uMishnah, Shnayis, Brises, Torah shebalpeh, Gemara. Analysis, delving into the depth of the halachas of Mishnayis. So although he was a Tana, but they had Gemara in those days as well. The understanding, the delving into, the analysis of the halachas, comparing differentiating everything we have in Gemara, they already basically discussed in those days as well, before Gemara was written. So we had everything. Everything covered. Tosh b'chsav, tosh b'alpeh, halachis, Rashi says, halachal meshim esinais, v'agadis, medrashim, diktukei teru. All the drashes, extra letters, extra word, and what they're alluding to, diktukei seifrim, all the gzeiris, takanis, the rabbanon, which came to safeguard the Torah. They delved into human nature and figured out how to erect gzeiris and safeguards and precautions. Diktukei seifrim, kalam v'chamurim. These are the kal v'chamurim that a person can present on his own. Gzeiris shavis, tkufos, the study of astronomy. The gematrias and all the things that we learn from gematrias, even some halachas I learned from gematrias. Sichas malachi ashores v'sichas shedim v'sichas the column. Rashi says lo yadanim. I'm not sure what these things are. Some farshim explain based on the Rashbam and Bava Basra. Sichas malachi ashores, how to write a kamiya, an amulet to address malachim, to manipulate the malachim, so to speak. V'sichas shedim, how to do that to the shedim. V'sichas the column, some sort of conversations that the palm trees have with each other. So all the chachmos, everything, all the secrets of nature, he knew. Mishalis kivsin, analogies of laundrers, laundromats. Mishalis shu'olim, of foxes. Rashi explains, we're trying to explain a deep concept. He presented all types of mishalim. He knew them all. Davar gadol, v'davar katan. He knew the davar gadol and the davar katan. What is that? Davar gadol is referring to Masi Merkava, the description of the heavenly arrangements. Davar katan, Havayis da Abaye v'Rava, all the doubts and the questions and the sfeikus and the boyis that we have in the Gemaras. Abaye said this, Rava said that. He had already touched on them in his days as well. So Masa Gadol is referring to something which is beyond our comprehension, Masa Merkava, and Davar Katan referring to something that we can relate to. Questions, answers in the Gemara. So he had everything covered. L'kayim ashen hemer, in fulfillment of the pasuk, l'hanchel ayhava yesh. V'yitzro yisei mamalit, Torah says, Hashem says, I'm going to bequeath, I'm going to give my beloved everything, and their storehouses I would fill up. So Rabbi Yechman Zakeh was zeichet such great ziyat d'shmaya. He was able to encompass the entire Torah. Says the Gemara, v'chi me'achar, shekotan shebekulun kach. Now you see that the smallest, b'madrega, of all the Talmidim, reached such great heights. Rabbi Yochanan, who was the smallest of all the Talmidim, look how far he reached. Gadol shebekulun, al chas kama v'kama, certainly the greatest one amongst them all, reached really great heights. And who was that? That was Rabbi Yonis ben Aziel. In fact, Amru Olav, Al Yonis ben Aziel, and the following was related regarding Yonis ben Aziel. When he was sitting engaged in learning, he emitted such great kedusha and holiness around him. Kol oiv shepareach Olav miad nisraf. Any bird flying overhead would become immediately incinerated. Ben Chanan says, the Ziv HaShchina was present where he was learning. Tosfos learns the words of Torah that he spoke were so pure, was like the Torah given at Har Sinai, which was surrounded by fire. Here as well, it came along with fire. Rashi learns the Malachim came to listen to his Torah. Malachim consist of fire, so it was all fiery, and birds overhead would just burn up. Let's go over to Rashi, who will give us an in-depth pirush of all these concepts. Mikra, Midrash. So Rashi here is 9 lines from the top. So Rabban Yechonim and Zakkai delved into everything, all aspects of Torah, beginning with Mikra, over to Mishnah, says Rashi, Kigoin Mishnah, Braisa, Shoshin Sistern, that the Mishnah is the Braisa that we have. Gemara, now this is a little bit of a shiloh. Gemara during his time, it was pre-Amiroyim. Speaking about Rabbi Yechim ben Zakkai, was a Tana. Explains Rashi. Gemara is a general term for in-depth understanding of the Mishnayis, of the Halachis. Gemara zuhi svara. Analytics. Zuhi svara shai tamnoim achroinim medachtekim bedivrei rishonim. Hastumim lefarsha. Even tanoim were engaged in Gemara. To be medachtek. To figure out the pshat in the halacha is presented by the tanoim before them. V'liten b'yam tam. Kimoisha also ha'amiroim achar tanoim. Just as we have the Amiroim come to explain the Tanoim. Shepir shu divrei Tanoim shelefneim. V'kavu behen Gemara. V'oise diik shebimei Tanoim nikra shas. So all this analysis, examination, delving into the reasons and the pshat and the comparisons and the distinctions, whatever we have in Gemara is really something which is a culmination of a long process which began already during the days of the Tanoim. Halachis, what is that? Halachal Meshmesina, Kigan Good, Velova, Definakuma, as we had earlier in the Masechta, all kinds of aspects relating to Mechitzes, Shiurin, Chatzitzin, Mechitzin, Esrenatias, Arab, Nisachamai, all types of Halachal Meshmesinais. Dikdukte Torah, what is that? Ribui Oisis, extra words, extra letters in the Torah, Shuboin, Lidrash, Ben, Ribui, Mumi Utim, which are coming to teach us all kinds of Halachis. Kigan Ezrach, Loitzi, Anashim, is actually a Drush we're going to have in the Gemara soon. Shedikteka, Torah, Belishon, Lichtev, Oisis, Sarah, Lilamit. So by paying attention to the wording and the spelling of the Torah, we see all kinds of halachas. Diktukei seferim, what is that? Sheyisifu ledaktik achar maase abriyas, the chachamim, paid close attention to human behavior, human nature, which enabled them to establish all types of gzeiras and precautions. Ulahachmer laasis siyog baznaim latorah. The Gazru Gzeiris, Laharchis, Adam and Avera, all kinds of safeguards, fences around the halachas of Torah. With the Kafasab B'chiris, we find a similar term used in Mesechas B'chiris, Ger HaBalil, Kabal Torah Olav. Suppose a Ger wants to convert. He says, I'm accepting everything in the Torah except Chutz Medover Echad, Ein Mekavon Oysai. Doesn't work. Rabbi Yisi Oymer Achidish, Afilo Diktik Echad Medikui Seifim, even if he refuses to commit himself to Exer the Rabbanon, his geiris is not valid. Kalam v'chamurim, what is that? Dvorim halamedim b'kal v'chomer. Our kal v'chomer is that we have in the Gemara. Shenitnu lodin me'atzman l'kal lodin. Anybody can present a kal v'chomer, v'loi pirshu kulam b'sinai. They weren't all explained in Sinai. The later deiris introduced their own kal v'chomers. Ugzeiris shavis. Dvorim halamedim b'gzeiris shava. Things that are learned through ugzeiris shava. Tkufais. That's the cheshbon hiluch hacham ulevana. The way the sun, the way the moon orbits, all the cheshbonos involving that is called tkufos. V'gematriyos. Oh. Devarim halamedim b'loshon gematria. All types of things which are derived through acronyms and gematrias and numerical values. Kigoyin sheshach bovel ba'atbash. The atbash is the reverse gematria. So the olive is considered like a tuff, and the bays like a shin. Kastim leif kamei ba'atbash, shadim monon ba'atbach, all types of formulas of remazim and hints, which allow us to unlock the secrets of the psukim. V'chein lefi minyan oisis. Oh, this is the more simple, standard gematria. Numerical value of letters and words. K'goin stam nazir shleishim yoyim. How do we know that a nazir is meant to conduct his naziris of 30 days through gematria? Mekadesh yiyah. And yiyah is b'gematria 30. Sichas malachi asher, sichas shedim, sichas dekolm, lo yidana mayi. Mishalosh koifsin, mishalosh shualim. Shiyostu kadmonim, the earlier deiros established all types of mishalim, loses amaslo teichosim, in order to present their teichocha. They wanted to reprimand Klal Yisrael for doing something wrong. They would present it in a flowery way, in a way that it's accepted more graciously. They are presented as stories of laundromats and foxes. Oh, call iboilut ala bayvarova masapkulu. Isn't it? Every shaila which was discussed and debated between Abai Varova, it was already known to them in the earlier diaries. Ubakulan nosan asliboy venosan ben tam. Rabbi Yechman Zakkai delved into all these aspects of Torah. Every shaila, every suffix that was presented later on was already covered in his days as well. So although these things were already addressed, but they were forgotten. As the Doris got weaker and the memory waned, their abilities lessened, and later on they began having this fakus again, and that's how we have the Gemara. And many shilos presented by Bava Rabba, but reality, says Rashi, these things were already discussed in the earlier Doris. So we see that pretty much everything was already brought down Misina and discussed in the earlier Doris, even though things appear to have been introduced in later Doris, but really the Rashi presents it was all known earlier, but because of forgetfulness, it had to be reintroduced in the later Doris. Says the Gemara, this was Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai, who was the smallest amongst the Talmidim of Hillel HaZaken, but the greatest one, Yonas ben Aziel. Could you imagine where he was standing? In fact, when he learned Torah, the birds would burn overhead. Nisraf, says Rashi, Shoya Malachi Hashoris, Miskabts and Svivav, Lishmoya Divritayim Repiv. They would come listen to his Torah. It was a fiery environment. Everything got burnt. In fact, there was a story about the Chafetz Chaim's Rebbe. He had a Rebbe, Reb Nachamke. Reb Nachamke Meharonda. And everybody knew that he would come back at night to the shul, lock the door behind him. Nobody knew what he was doing there. Chafetz Chaim was still a youngster, a bachur, and he was very curious. What is Reb Nachamke doing in the Beis Medrash? One night, Chafetz Chaim hid beneath a bench. Everybody left the shul. Got dark. They locked the door. He's waiting and waiting. And a couple hours later, towards Chatzos, he hears footsteps. And the door creaks open. And sure enough, Reb Nachamke arrives. And Chafetz Chaim is peering from his hiding place. He sees Reb Nachamke going over to the bima. Pulls out a sefer of some sort and started learning. It's such an enthusiasm. Suddenly, Chafetz Chaim sees flames of fire coming down and surrounding his Rebbe. It was just an astounding sight. He was learning Torah and surrounded by fire. The Malach HaShoros were coming to listen to his Torah. And somehow he was able to hold his own and not expire from fright. And after observing this scene, now he understood why his Rebbe comes into the Beis Medrash all the night. You know, Rav Baruch Ber, Rav Chaim Brisker's Talmud, when he heard the story, he said that he's more impressed with the fact that the Chafetz Chaim, as a bocher, witnessed the scene. He was able to be zeicha to see the fire. That in itself is a revealing fact about the Chafetz Chaim in his youth. So that's the concept of Malachi Ashar is coming to learn his Torah, and I once heard a nice shmooze from Chaim Minshlita, a mashkeich in Yeshiva Staten Island. This was a shmooze before Slichis, and he quoted this Gemara, well-known Gemara. A bird flying over him would burn up. Why? Because he was learning Torah. What are we all doing? We're learning the same Torah, same words. Why are there no birds burning overhead when we learn Torah? That was his shaila to the Bachra. And he answered based on Rabbi Moshe Chaim Lutzato and Derech Hashem. He has a discussion regarding the Madregas of Torah, and Ramchal brings this Gemara and explains, true, as far as the essence of Torah, it's all the same. Whether we learn it, whether Yonisim Nazir learns it, and really, it contains that same power to burn up the bird. What's the difference? Approach, connection, attitude, Ava, Yira, the Hachona. If we connect with Torah, the same level as he did, with love, with fear, with kedusha, with tahara, yeah, then that winning combination, a person on such a high madrega with that Torah, generates a tremendous, tremendous result, a result which can burn up a bird. But if one is not on that madrega, he approaches Torah with very little preparation, very little personal introspection and perfection of midos, etc., and sure, he's learning the same Torah, but it doesn't have the same effect. So it's the Torah, but a person on a high madrega together you reach great heights. So that was his shmooze to be mechazek the oilam and the yeshiva. How important the achana, the avodah shevalev, how important it is for the success of Gibran HaTorah. Okay, let's go over to the Mishnah. If one happened to be sitting, head and body in sukkah, but his table's in the house, Shammai say, you're not meant to sit in that manner, because as you learned back in the Afkimel Meralf, Shammai Yemashach, there's a gzera. This fellow might be drawn after his food, after his table. He might end up out of the sukkah. But still, Machshir, they're not concerned about him being drawn out of the sukkah. Now, you may remember, the Gemara of Gimel actually tells us that there are two discussions wrapped together in this first opening statement of the Mishnah. Number one, as we just mentioned, you have a large size sukkah, but the table's in the house. Vishamei poislin, v'sil machshir. There's another issue, which is contained in this opening part of the Mishnah, which is the sukkah size. What's the minimum size of a sukkah? Vishamei maintain, sukkah has to be large enough to accommodate roishe rubay and shulchanit, 7x7 tefachim. A sukkah without table accommodations isn't really worth much. It needs to be a diras kva. It has to serve as some sort of dwelling, some sort of makim chashav, which is a makim achila as well. Whereas Beis Hillel maintain, roish v'rubah is sufficient, a diras ara is enough. So two halachis. The minimum size of a sukkah, Bishamai say, needs to be at least something which can contain a table as well. Whereas Beis Hillel don't require that. And number two, a large size sukkah where he happened to have his table in the house. You can't eat in that manner. In fact, Tosafot of Gimel says a chiddush that because you're not meant to do that, you're not even yotze min haTorah. Somehow the Chachamim cancel the mitzvah. Whereas Beis Hillel are not concerned about Shammai Yemashech, you're yotze. Ketesu Mishnah Amr Lohem Beis Hillel BeShammai. Beis Hillel addressed BeShammai. Loikach HaYamasa. Wasn't there a story which went like this? Shaol Chuzikni BeShammai, Vizikni Beis Hillel. The elders of both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel went Levaker as Rabbi Yochanan ben Chironis. They went to visit Rabbi Yochanan when he was ill. Umatzuhu, and they noticed that he was sitting. Shoyoyishiv roishiv ruba b'sukkah. He was in the sukkah v'shulchan b'techa bayis, and his table was in the house. V'lo yamru lo davar. They didn't say anything. Apparently, it's fine. Amar lam Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai responded, Misham raya. You bring a raya from there? Actually, Avhim Amrloi, they did tell him, maybe after you left, but they told him. Amrloi, Im Keino Yisanoyig, if this is the way you were sitting in your sukkah throughout your life, Loi Kiyamta Mitzvahs Sukkah Yamecha, you were never Yoytze Mitzvah Sukkah. Just the opposite. They did tell him that this is not the way to be Yoytze Mitzvah Sukkah. Says the Mishnah, Noshim Vavodim Oktanim, women, servants, who have the same level of obligation to mitzvahs as noshim uktanim under bar mitzvah p'tur min asukkah katan she'ein etzarach li'imoy chayv v'sukkah. However, a katan, once he reaches the age of chinuch, he's no longer fully dependent upon his mother, then he is chayv v'sukkah, of course, midrabon. But if he's younger than that, he's pater. But some are machmer. In fact, we have a masa v'yod ha'kalose shal shamei hazaken. Shamei hazaken's daughter-in-law gave birth, and right away, he wanted that newborn to be in the sukkah. Upiches es maziva. He broke open the ceiling. V'sichach al gabi hamit. Placed some schach right over the bed. Bishvil katan. So that the kid will be included in the sukkah. Menon Amili says the Gemara. How do we know that women are pater from sukkah? The Tanur Rabban. Listen to this price. Pasuk says, Kol ezroch bi Yisrael yeshu basukkahs. The word Ezroch, says the Gemara, Ze Ezroch, referring to all Jewish citizens, men, women, all equal. Ha Ezroch, the extra hey, Lo Yitzis HaNoshim, will exempt the Noshim. Rashi explains, Ha Ezroch means the stronger one, physically stronger amongst the genders, the Anoshim HaChay, but Noshim HaPot. The pasuk says, "Kol ha'ezrach b'Yisro." What's kol coming to include? Kol l'rabis saktanim, even ketanim achay. The Gemara, of course, will ask from our Mishnah that a katan is potter. We'll get to that soon. Amar, let's just go back to this price. Ha'ezrach lo yitzis anosh. Ha'ezrach is a mute to exempt women. Lememra de Ezrach bein Noshim bein Gavri Mashim. Do you mean to say that the word Ezrach without the hay is all inclusive, men, women? And ha is a miut for women. Is that so? We have a brisa which seems to present it in the reverse. Vatanya. Ha Ezrach, this is a pasuk by Yom Kippur. You meant to observe the inui on Yom Kippur. And the brisa says, ha Ezrach with a hay is a l'rambo is hanoshim, ha Ezrach is. Shechayavas be inui. If it would only say Ezrach, maybe it's only men. Ha Ezrach is coming to include even the noshim. Noshim azrachis, the women citizens who are obligated to engage in inui as well. Alma Ezrach gavri mashma. Apparently, Ezrach on its own is only alluding to men. Ha Ezrach includes the women. Whereas by us, by Sukkah, it was presented in the reverse. Ezrach on its own is all inclusive. Ha Ezrach is exclusive. So which way is it? Amar Rabba Hilchas Aninu. You meant to know that only one of those two approaches is the correct one. But we're depending on Halacha L'Mishum Sinai here. Vasmechinu Rabban Nakroi. The Rabbana took the Halacha L'Mishum Sinai and sort of supported it in the Pasuk, found it in the Pasuk. It's hinted in the Pasuk. So the way Rashi explains, it's as follows. We seem to have a contradiction. Is ha'ezrach memayit noshim? Is ha'ezrach marbe noshim? Which way does it go? Says Rabbah, really only one of those two approaches is the correct one. The other halacha was actually based on Halacha Mishum Sinai. And the pasuk, the drasha, ezrach, ha'ezrach, regarding that specific halacha, wasn't really the true source of the halacha. Because it wasn't really the proper way of darshaning that pasuk. It was just a hint. Asmachtabam. Says the Gemara, Haikra, Vayilchasa. Okay, which one is it? Which approach is the correct way to interpret the pasuk? Which one of the two approaches? We're not sure. Vayilchasa, which one is the one that's incorrect, that's really just the halacha Mishum Sinai utilizing the pasuk? We have to know how to work. Let's say we find the Ezrach somewhere else in the Torah. What's the way to how do we interpret it properly? Which is the correct approach? Is Ezrach referring to just men and Ha Ezrach adding the women, or is it the other way around? Ezrach is all inclusive and Ha Ezrach is coming to exempt the women. Which way is it? That's the first question. V'su another kasha. Kra lamali hilchas lamali. Why do we even need a pasuk or Halacha Mishum Sinai to teach us these halachas? That an isha is potter from sukkah? How sukkah mitzvah says say shazman groma? We know that sukkah doesn't apply to women, it's a time related mitzvah. Chol mitzvah says shazman groma, noshim peturis. We know that already. Why do we need a special drasha? Regarding Yom Kippur as well, we need a pasuk, we need a drasha, halacha to include noshim and Yom Kippur. Yom Kippurim, Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Nafka. We can learn that from elsewhere. The Amar Bidam Arav. Yechein Tana Dvere Bishmol. Amar Kro, Isha Isha. Pasuk says, whether an Ish or an Isha, who will transgress, do an Avera, they get an Oynish, and we learn from here. Yishva Kasav Isha L'Ish L'chol Anshin Shabbatir. When it comes to Yisurim, Avera is Anshin, all genders are equal. There's no need to be Marba the Nashim. So we have two Shilas. Number one, we seem to have a contradiction regarding how to approach the word Ha'ezrach. So Rabbah tells us, one is correct, one is incorrect. Which one is correct? That's number one. Number two, why do you have to bother teaching me that an Isha is Pater from Sukkah, or that an Isha is Chayv Yom Kippur? We know that already. So Gemara will seek to answer both kashas. Amar Abai, Lo'ilam Sukkah Hilchasa. You want to know which one is the correct one? The one by Yom Kippur is the correct one. Ezrach can perhaps be referring to only men. Ha Ezrach will include the women as well. That's the correct approach. When we say by Sukkah that Ha Ezrach is mimamai denoshim, that's not really the true interpretation of the pasuk. Sukkah Hilchasa. The discussion by Sukkah is based on Halacha Mishum Sinai, and we're just using the pasuk as as a remez, as a hint, as a basis for the halacha. But in reality, ha-ezrach is an inclusive term. That's number one. You want to know which one's right? Ha-ezrach, inclusive. Regarding your other shaila, why do you need a pasuk to be memayit an isha from sukkah? You need halacha mishmesina for that? It's a mitzvah. Zeh shazman grom, says the Gemara v'itzrach. We do need. Saka that techamina, perhaps there would be room to think, teishu ken tadur. Pasuk says, v'asukas teishu shivas yom. Doesn't say v'asukas tiyu, teishu. You meant to live properly in your sukkah. Teishu ken tadur. Your sukkah dwelling should resemble your all-year-round residence. Ma dira ishvi ishte. Just as normally a person lives with his wife, it's one unit, one family unit. Av sukkah ishvi ishte. Likewise, in the sukkah, it's meant to be ishvi isha. So perhaps the isha should be chayv in sukkah. Although it's a time-related mitzvah, is an exception. Kamash malon. Halacha comes and tells us, no, an isha is pot. Rav Amar. Rav says, I'll give you another reason why we need a halacha to exempt an isha. Because otherwise I would think she's chayev in sukkah. Yitzrich, saga that techamina, there would be room to think. Yolev chamisha asr, chamisha asr, mechag amatzis. You remember the other day we had a gzeres shava between sukkahs and Pesach. We connect the term chamisha asr, which is mentioned in both contexts. So perhaps we'll connect sukkahs to Pesach. Yolev chamisha asr, mechag amatzis. Ma'al halan, noshem chayevis. Just as an isha is chayev in eating matzah on Pesach, even though it's a mitzvah seizes man grama, Rashi brings a Gemara that mitzvahs matzah is a flip side of isur chametz, which certainly applies to an isha as well. Likewise, matzah she's chayiv, and I would think perhaps we'll carry that over to sukkah as well. Malah halan noshem chayaves, just as matzah applies to an isha, afka noshem chayaves, likewise sukkah applies to an isha, kamash malon. We need a halacha to tell us it's not so. Says the Gemara, v'asha de amras sukkah hilchasa. So now you've concluded that the halacha by sukkah, the halacha that an isha is potter, is based on halacha mishmesina. It's not based on the pasuk, because the pasuk ha ezrach is actually an inclusive term, not an exclusive term. So if it's based on a halacha mishmin Sinai, krol amali, what's the pasuk of a ha-ezrach, kol ha-ezrach b'Yisrael, yeshu b'sukkah? What's it coming to tell me? What's it coming to include? L'rabbi says sagir, to include converts. Sagadat dechamina, ha-ezrach b'Yisrael, amrachmana. Well, it's sagirim, perhaps. Since the pasuk uses the word b'Yisrael, kol ezrach b'Yisrael, yeshu b'sukkah. Perhaps I'll say, well, only Yisrael, an original Yisrael, is chayiv in sukkah, but not a ger, kamash malon. Ha-ezrach includes the gerim as well. Now, we have one more thing left here. Why do we need a pasuk to include noshim in Hilchas Yom Kippur? Yom HaKippurim, Rav Yehuda Marav Nafka. We can learn it from there. From the pasuk which says that Ne'isha and Ne'ish are equal when it comes to Yisur and Anshim, which certainly applies to Yom Kippur. There's Lav, there's Kurus. Says the Gemara, you're right. We're not referring to the actual Yom Kippur day. L'nitzrucha, it's needed. Elo l'teisef is inoy. We know that one is meant to add some of his own free time to Yom Kippur. He meant to advance Yom Kippur into the weekday. He meant to begin observing Yom Kippur before Yom Kippur arrives. You meant to extend Yom Kippur past Tesek Yichav. There's a mitzvah saseh to do so. We learn this in the Gemara and Yuma. Tesef is inoy, adding to the stress, adding to the inoy of Yom Kippur. And we need to come and include an isha for that as well. Sagadai dechamina, perhaps I would think, hoylo mit rachmona. Look, tesef is inoy, me'oyne shvaz, o me'asara. We find that the Torah exempts that period, that time period of Tesefes Yom Kippurim from Einish, from warning. It's merely a mitzvah saseh. Torah downgrades it. It doesn't have the same level as Yom Kippur itself. It's a mitzvah saseh to observe Tesefes as well. So perhaps I would think, this doesn't apply to Noshim. Why? Explains the Ra'ah. It's a mitzvah saseh. And it's a mitzvah saseh shazman groma. Lo'in eschai v'noshim klal. Kamash malon. Oh, that's why I need a pasuk. ha'ezrach, that an isha is included even in this halacha of Teisefes Yom Kippurim, it's one package. She's chayiv in Yom Kippur, she's chayiv in Teisefes as well. Okay, so in conclusion, the bottom line was that I would think an isha is chayiv in Sukkah, whether it's because Teishvu came to Duru, or because we connect it to Pesach, which is chayiv in. Halacha Moshe Messina comes and tells us otherwise. An isha is potter from Sukkah. We need a pasuk of ha'ezrach to include Noshim and Yom Kippur. And it's coming specifically for Teisefes Yom Kippur. Continues the Gemara. Amar, let's review. The word kol ha'ezrach b'Yisrael, yeshu b'sukkos, is coming, l'rabois is ha'ketanim. Even ketanim ha'chayiv. What do you mean by tznan? Take a look at the Mishnah. Noshim b'avodim ha'ketanim turim na'sukkah. Like Kasha, it depends how old he is, says the Gemara. The answer is, kan b'katan shegei l'chinuch. The brisa, which includes ketanim, are ketanim which have already arrived. They're already old enough. They're roi for chinuch, for training. So the chayiv and sukkah. Kan b'katan shelegei l'chinuch. The Mishnah is speaking about very small children who are not yet at chinuch age. Says the Gemara, katan shegei l'chinuch when they're rabbananu. Even if he's a gei l'chinuch, it's not a chayiv and a Torah. Only begins at adulthood. How could the Brisa say, call the pasuk is marba a cotton shegei l'chinuch? It says, well, you're right, midrabban, it's really only dindrabban, across machta ba'amu, right? We commonly use psukim as a support, as a hint, as an allusion to the halacha of Torah, the halacha of the rabban. So you're right, even a gei l'chinuch is only rabban, the word call is just a remes to that halacha. Now the Mishnah tells us, a cotton is potter, unless he's already old enough. He's somewhat independent. He's no longer fully dependent on his mother. Katan she'ene tzorach le'imo is chayiv. How do you determine that? Hechi dami katan she'ene tzorach le'imo. How do you define a katan she'ene tzorach le'imo? Amrit v'rabi yanai kol she'nifne. When he tends to his needs, ve'en imo mechan chasei, and doesn't need his mother to wipe him. So the fact that he's not so dependent upon his mother indicates some sort of level of independence, which allows him to go out to the sukkah, to his father, and his chayiv b'chinuch. Rabbi Shimon and Lakish Emor is a different way to determine. Kol shenir mishnasa. The child is old enough that when he wakes up more than night, ve'ena kare ima, he doesn't call out in desperation for his mother, then that's an indication of independence. Says the Gemara, what do you mean? Ima, calling out mother? G'daylam nami karu. Even children who are beyond that age, already older, even independent children, will still call out for their mother all the night. That isn't necessarily an indication of utter dependency. It's not really a true criteria. Says the Gemara, Ella Ima, rather, let's reinterpret it a little different. Kol shenir. How do you know if a child is fully dependent? When he wakes up, ve'ene koire ima ima. So, when we see that a child wakes up all the night, he might call out to his mother once, but he doesn't do it persistently, over and over, until his mother comes. That's a raya, that he's past full dependence. He's already somewhat independent. He's considered ene tzarech l'imoi, and he belongs out in the sukkah with his father. But if he's younger than that, then he's potter from sukkah. The Mishnah concludes with this story. Masa v'yoda kalasa. So Shammai HaZakein had a newborn baby in his house and he created a sukkah, custom-made sukkah. Masa lister. Does it make sense of being a story which pretty much contradicts what you're trying to say? He's younger than Chinuch. Why would he have to go through this effort? Chesura mechzer v'chitoni. The Mishnah is meant to be learned as though it's missing some words, and the Mishnah is learned as follows. Although min hadin, you're only chayev if the child is already higel l'chinuch, but there's room to be machmer, even if the child had not yet achieved that level of independence. V'shamay machmer. Shamay was machmer. U'masa nami, there was even a story. V'yoda kalosya shal shamay azoka. His daughter-in-law gave birth. U'pichas amaziva. He broke open the ceiling of v'sichach al-mita v'shamay katan and added some schach to incorporate the katan into the sukkah. Farshim explain. Shamay held. That's part and parcel of Teishu came to Duru. You spend sukkahs in the sukkah with your family. So even the newborn is meant to be there. Continues the Mishnah. Kol Shiva Sayam. All throughout the 7 days of Sukkot, Adam Oise Sukkose Kva. One is meant to establish his Sukkah as his established place of residence. Obeisi Arai. And his home is just a place to visit. Now, if he's sitting in the Sukkah, it begins to rain. Yordu Gishamim. May Masai Mutel Afanis. From what point onward may you leave the Sukkah? Misha Tishrach HaMikpah. If it rains enough that the drops dropping into your sukkah would be spoiling your mikpah, some sort of cereal or soup. Shetisrach HaMikpah, the mikpah becomes spoiled because of the rain droplets, then, you know, it's time to leave. It's already called a mitzvah, you're in distress, and you can leave the sukkah. Moshlu Moshal Ma'adavar Daim, says the Mishnah, actually, if one experiences rain, and the Rambam says, we're speaking about B'tchila Asachag, when you're, some Farshim explain, it means the first night when you're obligated to sit in your sukkah. That's not really such a good indication. It shows that perhaps what you're doing is not appreciated up high above. Mashal, mashal, Chacham presented a mashal, L'madav Adayma, what is this analogous to? Raining on sukkahs, L'evit Shebalimzeg, Kais L'Rabbi, to a servant who's more pouring a kais for his master, V'shavach, L'kitan al-panav, and the master turns around and shoves the whole pitcher into his face. I'm not interested in your service. And the Mefarshim explained that this is specifically in climates where it's not meant to rain during that time of the year. But otherwise, like in North America, it rains all year round. This is not really much of an indication. It says the Braisa Tanu Rabbanan Kol Shiva Sayam throughout the 7 days of Sukkot, Adam Oisei Sukkos Ekva. His Sukkot is meant to be your Iker place of residence. Ubeisei Arai in your house, just a secondary place of residence. Ketzad, how do you implement this? Hoyloi Caleb Noim, he had some nice dishes. Malm Suk, he brings out his dishes, his silverware to the Suk. Matzos Nois, he had some nice sheets, some spreads, some beds, some furniture. Malm Sukkah, he transports them to the Sukkah as well. Oiche, Veshois, Umetail, and he spends his leisure time with Sukkah. Munan Amili, how do we know this? The Tan Rabban, Teshu, came to Duru. It's meant to resemble your all year round dwelling. Mikan Amr, we learn from here. Kol Shiva Sayam, Ois Adam Sukkos Ekva. Ubeisei Arai, Ketzan, how do you do this? Hoyloi Kelim Noim, he had nice dishes, Ma'al Nusuk, he brings them to the Suk. Matzos Nois, Ma'al Nusuk, Oichel Veshoiso Metayel Besuk. Umishanin Besuk. Oh, here's the Chiddush. He's meant to learn even a topic which requires deep analysis, deep concentration. Gemara, Svara, that's also meant to be done in the Suk. Eini, says the Gemara, is that true? It's a bit difficult to engage in deep learning in a cramped, small area. You need spaciousness, you need avir to broaden your mind, to broaden your horizons. Eini, is that so that even Gemara is meant to be in the Sukkah of Amar Rav? Mikra, Torah Shebachsav, Umisna, Torah Shebaalpeh, Mishnayis, B'matilat, that's in the Sukkah. But V'tenuye, going over the halachis, Svara, the exertion, the analysis, Barm Talata, that can be done outside the Sukkah. Because he's a mitzvah in a cramped place when it comes to learning Gemara. And the Braisa tells us that even Mishanin, which the Gemara assumes to be referring to Svara, dissecting, comparing, analysis, that's meant to be in the Sukkah as well. We have a steer. Says the Gemara, there are two types of learning Gemara. Vikias, that's in the Sukkah. But Ian, that requires breadth, spaciousness. That's out of the Sukkah. L'kasha, the answer is, Habe Migros. If you're going over the Gemara quickly, that's in the Sukkah. Habe Yuni. If you're concentrating, you're delving into the depth, that's outside the Sukkah. And we know there are two different types of learning Gemara. Kiha, as we find in the following story, the Rava, Vir Rami Bar Chama, those two, Kiha Vukhaimi, Mikamei de Rav Chizda, when they concluded the Shir from Rav Chizda, when they finished listening to the Drasha, Mirat to be Gemara, they would run through the Gemara Badi Adadi with each other. Quick review. Vahada Ma'ani Besvara, when they were done reviewing the facts, Vahada, they would go back Ma'ani Besvara and delve into the reason and the Svara and the analysis, what lies behind the halachas. So Gemara has two components: quick, surface, superficial learning, and more in-depth analysis. And that second part needs spaciousness. Avir, Rashi says, needs Avir. And that can be done outside the Sukkah. Let's go over to Rashi on the top line. Kiha v'shmat ikanami riyata b'leitircha v'iki iyun b'tircha. We find that when it comes to Gemara, there are two parts, there are two methods. Quickly, without tircha, and mum b'iyun, insights, which requires tircha. Kiavu kaimi mekamei d'Rav Chisda ba'asa d'agmarinu shmat. So after he taught them the shir, mirati b'gemar, first they would run through the Gemara, mashe shama m'pib, davar plani aser, davar plani muta, and then they would delve into the reasoning. V'adam ayni b'svara, ma'atam ishal davar, v'miyesh av shaklum, to understand, to challenge, to question, and that's the iyun of the Gemara. Okay, time for a quick chazara of today's daf. We began with Rabbi Lezer, who followed in the ways of his Rebbe, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, who would only say things over which he heard from his Rebbein. The Gemara describes the 80 Talmidim of Hillel HaZaken. The smallest amongst them was Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, who covered the entire gamut of Torah and more. And the greatest amongst them, Rabbi Yonasan ben Aziel. As the Gemara says, "Oif sheperech olav miyad nisraf." We learned that Anoshim Achai ben Sukkah, Noshim not. We learned this from Halacha L'Mishim Sinai. We shouldn't think, well, Teishu came to Duru, include women as well. We have a Gzeri Shava to Pesach, include women as well. No. An Isha is Potter. A Katan, if he achieved the independence of Igiya L'Chinuch, he's Chayiv. How does that work? If he's not Tzorach L'Imoy, we have two interpretations. He doesn't need his mother to clean him, or he doesn't call out desperately for his mother all the night. We learned that Shami was Machmir. He included the toddlers and newborns as well. We learned that a sukkah is meant to be dear as kva, oichel v'shoysim metal b'sukkah, bring all your dishes and your furniture. Regarding Talmud Torah, well, it depends. Torah shebechsa, baal peh, that's okay. But something which requires in-depth analysis, iyun shebetorah, it's too cramped for that. You need spaciousness, you need avir, and that can be done outside the sukkah. Haslacha rabbi to you and kol tov.